at Ben and Kelly on social media. You can just shoot us a DM just like Tim did.
Yep. Hey, Ben and Kelly. This just happened to me yesterday, and I thought of your show.
All right.
I called my wife a sexy beast yesterday.
Grr.
And caught hell for it. Apparently, this is not a compliment.
Oh.
Out of my misery, I thought we could help other well-intended men like myself. And you could ask for women to share their pet names guys had tried on them that failed. Thanks, Tim.
So he's saying sexy beast was, it fell flat
that,
because
that was a swing and a miss.
The word beast.
Maybe.
Ah, yeah,
maybe. Maybe for a lady, it doesn't, is not the most flattering.
Yeah, to be.
Like the sexy part is fine.
Compared to a beast.
It's, yeah, it's the beast part that went, you know, sideways. Like maybe, like, I've heard of dudes being called, you sexy beast. And that's fine. But maybe not for a woman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Haley texted us and said, definitely Pookie. Doesn't like Pookie.
Pookie.
As okay. a nickname. Interesting.
Yeah.
I know I called my wife one time Baby Pumpkin.
And, Baby Pumpkin?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, don't ask me why. It just popped into my head. I think I was trying to call her like baby and then I switched in like mid thought.
And then you just combined it.
Yes. And I was going to call her Pumpkin or something like that. And I called her Baby Pumpkin. And so that was.
Did she look too weird?
Yeah, a little bit. But I think, I mean, it lasted for a little bit. So I just kind of went with it. And.
Okay.
Yeah. So I wouldn't think that pumpkin is a very flattering thing either.
That's more, I think of that as more of like a little girl. Like, hey, pumpkin, like a dad calling
you. Oh, right.
Girl,
okay.
My right. pumpkin.
Yeah.
And now, so for me, he has called me, and it's mostly just writing it on like cards, the envelope of cards.
Uh-huh.
He's called me Puddin.
Puddin. Yeah.
Puddin. But it's kind of a joke. Southern kind of a thing,
but you're fine with that.
Oh yeah,
that's not a nickname yeah. that falls flat.
No,
so we're not helping Tim necessarily.
No.
Pookie though, Haley said Pookie, so that's maybe
don't
one.
Do that.
All right, so if you've got one, 502-795-1997 is our number. Anna rolls in. My husband calls me a slob.
Oh, gosh.
Which he says stands for sexy little onion butt. That's funny.
Okay, now, he says, the explanation makes it a little bit better, but it
says,
still sounds bad. You have to explain it every time.
Yeah, I know. He says, my butt is so cute, he wants to cry. Like an onion. That's not bad.
That's pretty funny.
But yes,
that's
slob.
Funny, but you have to explain that every time. If it's around people that don't know. If you know, you know.
Okay. All right. I don't know if you've got a nickname that you want to warn people against. 502-795-1997. Tim is just wanting to say, hey.
Let's make the list of the ones that are bad.
Right, right.
Don't get in trouble like me.
So we know. All right?
Yeah.
All right. 502-795-1997. We'll get to those coming up. Tim made the mistake of calling his wife a sexy beast. Apparently, this is something new that he started calling her. And
that fell flat because she doesn't like being called a beast.
Yeah, she doesn't like the whole beast thing. We heard from Anna who said her husband calls her a slob, which actually stands for sexy little onion butt.
He says her butt's so cute he wants to cry.
Yeah. Dana says, my man doesn't like it that I call him little man.
Oh, okay. Well,
a little man.
I think I understand that. I guess that's kind of condescending any way you slice it.
I guess in a couple different ways that could be bad.
Yeah.
A little man.
Yeah. Now, Tish, I completely get what she's saying. She says, my fiance calls me babe or baby so often, I get offended when he calls me by my name. It's like, why are you being so mean?
Oh. Like, hey, Tish. Like, whoa.
I'm
not ready for a discussion now.
Exactly. I mean, something bad has happened if you're being, if you're using names. Don't do that.
Amy says, my old lady, because we don't live in the mountains of Tennessee or Kentucky. my old lady.
My old lady.
Hey, my old lady over here.
I never thought like calling your husband your old man or your old lady. Like, I feel like they're 80. if you're doing that, right?
Right, right, right.
Yeah, no, no.
Chris says, honey boo boo. Fell flat.
Oh, yeah, no.
Because of the character now.
Probably.
Yeah, if you would have just called...
reality show.
If you would have just called her Honey Boo Boo before, but that, now it's a person.
Sugar biscuits.
Sugar biscuits. Sugar biscuits. All right.
Sugar butt.
All right, so a couple nicknames maybe that would fall flat there. Pretty good.
Maybe he needs to just ask her to name her, give her own nickname. Like, what?
You can't do that.
Why not?
Why don't you call me Big Stud? Yeah, no, that's not gonna work. See, nickname has got to be something bestowed upon you by someone else. It can't be you giving your own self a nickname.
Okay, well, because Tim has proven he's not great at picking that.
Listen, we had a guy I worked with. His name was Steve. And
not current Steve.
No. Okay. This is I was at a different radio station a long time ago. And he called himself Steve, but he gave himself a nickname. And
what is it?
He just started calling himself Steve-O, and he would also refer to himself in the third person. And so
that's weird.
And so it wasn't like we all started calling him Steve-O, and so he was doing that, but he would just
he was trying to make it catch on. He's like, listen, follow my lead.
Yeah, he's like, hey, Steve-O likes that cake in the break room.
Oh, that's precious. You know, that was his little cry for attention, like, hey guys, I want to feel like a part of the group.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I want you guys to like feel like I'm your pal, so give me a cool pal nickname.
So when no one did, he started calling himself Steve-O. So I'm just saying, you can't call yourself or give yourself a nickname. It's got to come to you. Like, okay. I had the nickname Piscatelli for the longest time. And you're thinking, how is that related to me in any way? So there was a meteorologist. I'm from Columbus, Ohio. A meteorologist named Ben Piscatelli that was on the news for a while. And so at football practice one day, I was like, looks like it could rain. And someone's like, oh, look at Piscatelli over here. And so literally they started calling me Piscatelli for the rest of my high school career. So
one comment I made
and Piscatelli for the rest of my high school career.
Well, I can't say my nickname from college on the air.
Oh, cool as blank.
Yes. Yeah. Because my last name sounded exactly name. Like that. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right, Tim. I don't know if we helped or not, but
we helped 0%.
Nah.
Like, we did not help
at
all.
For the course.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for that. Thanks for reaching out.